此刻我们被召祷告啊，我们下面请威廉啊，Burton Williams 牧师。
Okay, hi again. I want to speak to you today as our leader has shared. We are a people who are called to pray now. Now, as you know, this has kind of been the theme of our worship today. And we bless the Lord when we pray. He wants to hear our voice. Some years ago, because of all the tornadoes in the area, a developer in Oklahoma offered an optional tornado-safe room in the new houses that he was selling. And nine of the first 10 buyers opted to pay for the extra room, $5,000, which could also be used as a closet or a bathroom or a vault when it was not needed as a tornado shelter.
大家好，我们今天的正道主题呢，是此刻我们被呼召祷告，这个呢也是我们今天敬拜的一个主题。那几年前呢，俄克拉荷马州属于这个龙卷风的高发区，那当地呢就有一家这个房地产开发商，他们在出售新房的时候提供了一个可以选择的新服务，就是一个龙卷风安全房。那十个买家中呢，就有九个他们选择支付额外的$5,000。用于这个龙卷风安全房。那如果这些买家他不需要这个房间的话呢，他也可以把这个钱花在这个壁橱、浴室或者是房屋的穹顶上。
The tenth couple, however, were 75 years of age.
但是呢，这十个买家中呢，他们有一对就是75岁的夫妇。
And the developer said that they opted for a hot tub instead of the special tornado safe room.
开发商说呢，这一对老夫妇他们选择了热水浴缸，而不去要这个龙卷风安全房。
Their priorities were different.
这是因为他们心中的这个优先次序是不同的。
Given their age, they weren't concerned about prolonging their lives all that much.
考虑到他们的年龄，他们并不需要过多的去担心延长寿命。
They wanted to live what life they had left in comfort.
他们想要享受的是当下舒适的生活。
And so enjoying a hot tub was one of their priorities.
所以呢，享受热水浴缸就变成了他们的优先考虑事项。
Now this causes me to wonder about the priorities of Fairfield County Chinese Community Church.
这也使我想到了，就是我们南康州华人教会，我们事工中的这个工作重点。
If we're not careful, our own comfort could become a higher priority than anything else.
如果我们不谨慎的话，那我们很有可能会把自己的舒适看得比其他任何事情都要重要。
And so what do we want as a church?
那我们作为教会，我们所追求的应该是什么呢？
Do we just want to be comfortable, or does God have something more important for us to do?
我们是想要追求自己的舒适呢，还是神托付给了我们更重要的事情？
Well, in our study today of 1 Timothy, we see God's top priority for a church at any stage or age.
那我们今天一起来学习提摩太前书，我们可以看到在每一个阶段，上帝对于教会的事工重点。
Now notice the opening verses here in Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4.
那我们一起先来看一下提摩太前书第二章的一到四节。
This isn't working. I urge you, first of all, of most important about everything else.
第一节这么说到，我劝你第一。然后牧师这里重点强调，这是最最重要的，比任何其他事情都要重要。
Still not working. Pray for all people.
就是为万人恳求。
Notice that word prayer.
大家有注意到这个词吗？祷告。
Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them.
让上帝来帮助他们，祷告代求助谢。
Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that they can live a peaceful and quiet life marked by godliness and dignity.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
This is good and pleases God our Savior.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前是可蒙悦纳。
Who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth?
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Now understand this, God wants us as a church to pray.
所以大家需要明白，上帝希望我们他的教会去祷告。
Another translation reads, the first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how.
对于这段经文呢，也有另一种翻译，就是我要你做的第一件事情就是祷告，尽一切的方式祷告。
Another translation uses the words supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings.
那在另一种翻译中呢，使用了恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢等词。
In other words, God wants us to pray every kind of prayer.
所以呢，这换句话说，上帝要我们竭尽心力的为每一件事情去祷告。
And he wants us to pray for every kind of person, for all people, including kings and those in authority.
他希望我们为各样的人，为所有的人，包括在位的君王和一切在位执政掌权的去祷告。
And what does God want us to pray for?
那他具体想让我们祷告什么事情呢？
Verse 4 makes it clear, he wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth.
第四节非常清楚地告诉我们，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
God wants us to pray for people's salvation.
上帝要我们为万人的得救去祷告。
Now that should be our number one priority as a church.
这才是我们教会事工中最首要的任务。
That's the first thing God wants every church to be about.
这也是神托付给教会最重要的事情。
He doesn't want them working for the comfort of their own members.
他并不是想让我们自己的会员过得舒适。
But he wants them praying for the salvation of those outside of the church.
而是为了那些在教会外面还未信主得救的人祷告。
The story is told of a little life-saving station on a dangerous section of the seacoast, which was notorious for its shipwrecks.
有这样一个故事，它讲的是在沿海地带的一个小救生站，那里因为有极高的沉船事故而臭名昭著。
And actually, the station was nothing more than a hut.
但实际上呢，这个救生站只不过是只有一只小船的小屋而已。
It only had one boat.
只有一艘船而已。
But its few devoted members kept a constant watch over the turbulent sea.
但是在这里却有几个忠诚的救生员始终在动荡的海上守望。
And with little thought of themselves, these people would go out day and night, tirelessly searching for those in danger.
他们的想法非常的简单，他们只是昼夜出行巡视，不知疲倦的去寻找那些处于危险中的人。
And as a result, many lives were saved by this brave little band of men.
那正因为有这样一群勇敢忠诚的小伙子，那许多的生命呢，也得以被挽救。
They faithfully worked as a team out of this life-saving station.
这群人呢，他们一个团队昼夜忙碌救护站内外的工作。
And after a while, the station became a famous place. People heard about its rescues.
那过了一段时间之后呢，很多人听闻了这里发生的营救事迹，这个小站呢也因此成为了一个很有名的地方。
And some of the people who were saved, as well as others who lived along the seacoast, they wanted to join the station and become a part of it.
那些曾经被救的人以及沿海地带他们听说了这些事迹的人都想加入小站的救生工作。
So they gave their time and their money and their efforts to support its goals.
所以呢，人们就奉献他们的时间和金钱来支持这个小站的救生工作。
New boats were purchased.
然后呢，不断的出资去购买了新船。
New crews were trained.
又接受了一些新的救生员培训。
And the station, which was once obscure, began to grow.
那曾经那个简陋、默默无闻的救生小站就这样兴旺起来。
After a while, some of the members were unhappy with the unattractive and poorly equipped hut.
但是呢，有些成员他们开始对这个简陋并且设备差的小屋感到并不满意。
So they tore it down and they built a bigger and more comfortable building.
因此呢，他们就一起将这个小站拆除，并且建造一个更大舒适的建筑。
Emergency cots were replaced with nice furniture.
那紧急设备呢，就被一些好的家具所替代。
rough handmade equipment was discarded and sophisticated classy systems were installed.
他们扔掉了先前那些粗糙的手工设备，并且安装了先进的系统。
And as it grew with all of its new improvements, the life-saving station became a popular gathering place.
在这以后呢，救生站成为了一个比较受欢迎的聚会场所。
It actually became a clubhouse where people got together socially.
实际上呢，它被当作就是一个聚会的一个会所来使用了。
And as a result, fewer members were interested in braving the sea on life-saving missions.
那结果就是越来越少的成员对于海上执行救生任务不再感兴趣。
They hired professional lifeboat crews to do that kind of work.
因此呢，他们就雇佣了一些专业的救生艇船员来完成这项工作。
Life-saving decorations were all around the clubhouse, but beyond that, there was not much life-saving going on at the clubhouse itself.
俱乐部内部呢，他们装饰着各种各样的救生纪念品，但除此之外呢，这个俱乐部本身却不再有太多的救生活动。
Once a ship was wrecked off the coast, and boat crews brought in loads of cold, wet, dirty, half-drowned people.
那有一次呢，一艘船在海岸上沉没，船员们带来了许多寒冷、湿漉、脏兮兮、差点被淹死的人。
And the beautiful new clubhouse suddenly became messy and cluttered and dirty.
那漂亮的会所呢，突然间就变得脏乱不堪。
Following that, a special committee saw to it that a shower house was built way off to the side of the club so victims could be cleaned up there before they came inside.
那此后呢，一个委员见状，他就在俱乐部的外面和远离俱乐部的地方修建了淋浴房。这样的话，受害者他就可以先把自己清理干净，再进入房间。
And at the next annual meeting, there were strong words and angry feelings which caused divisions among its members.
那在下一次的年会上，这个强烈的言语和愤怒的情绪引起了成员之间非常大的分歧。
Many of the members wanted to stop the club's life-saving activities and anything that they did to rescue the victims.
那许多船员呢，他想停止俱乐部的救生活动，并且停止与沉船受害者一切的接触。
It's too messy, they said.
他们说这真的是太乱了。
We don't want all those dirty people running around. It just ruins the atmosphere of the clubhouse.
我真的不希望那些脏兮兮的人破坏我们会所的氛围。
But there was a few who insisted that saving lives was their primary objective.
但是呢，其中有一些人坚持地认为挽救生命仍然是他们的首要目标。
Their only reason for existence was to help those who were drowning.
他们在这里的理由，唯一的理由就是帮助这些溺水的人。
But these people were voted down and told that they wanted to save the lives of those who were shipwrecked, they should start their own life-saving station down the coast.
但是呢，这些人的建议却被投委会否决了，并被告知，如果他们想继续挽救别人的生命的话，那可以在沿海地区再修建一个他们自己的救生站。
And so they did.
所以呢，他们就真的这样做了。
And as the years passed, the new station experienced the same changes that the previous station experienced.
但是随着时间的流逝，新站点经历了与先前站点相同的变化。
It evolved into another social club.
这个新站点呢，也演变成了另外一个俱乐部。
And then a third life-saving station was begun.
然后又重新修建了第三个救生站。
And history began to repeat itself.
历史总是在不断的重演。
And if you were to visit the coast today, you would find a large number of these exclusive, impressive clubs along the shoreline.
如果你今天去海岸的话，你会发现沿着海岸线有大量令人印象深刻的独家俱乐部。
They're owned and operated by professionals who have lost all involvement with the saving of lives.
这些俱乐部呢，都是由专业人士拥有和经营，但是却已经丧失了所有挽救生命相关的活动。
The life-saving stations are nothing more than social clubs.
沉船是他们这个地方已经完全演变成了一个聚会聊天的一个场所。
Shipwrecks still occur, but now most of the victims are not saved.
沉船事故呢仍然在不断的发生，但是呢大多数受害者却得不到帮助。
Every day there are people who drown at sea, and few seem to care.
他们每一天都有人淹死在海上，但是却没有人关心。
Now that's a question that we as a church need to ask.
我们作为教会呢，我们需要问自己一个问题。
Do we care anymore?
我们是否还关心？
Have we, like those life-saving stations, lost sight of our mission?
我们是否也像这些救生站一样，也忘记了自己的使命？
We must never forget why God has put us here.
我们永远都不该忘记为什么神把我们放在这里。
Our first priority is the salvation of the lost, even if it means being a little uncomfortable at times.
我们人生最重要的事情就是帮助那些迷失的人得救赎，即使意味着有时候会感到不舒适。
If we don't do anything else as a church, we must, number one, pray for people's salvation.
如果我们作为教会做不了其他的事情，但我们至少必须去为这些人得救而祷告。
We must ask God to use us to rescue men and women from shipwrecked lives.
我们必须祈求神帮助我们，使用我们去拯救那些沉船陷入危险的人。
We must ask the Lord to use our church to bring many to faith in Jesus, who alone can save them from their sins.
我们需要借着祷告来祈求神大大的使用我们的教会，带许多的人悔改，来到基督的面前，把他们从最终救出来。
Now notice the text doesn't say in verse 1 that I urge you to preach the gospel because God desires all people to be saved.
请注意，我们一起来看一下这个第一节的经文，他说的，我劝你们，他不是这样说的，说我劝你们宣讲福音。
No, it doesn't say that. It says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people because God, our Savior, wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth.
经文的原文是我劝你们第一要为万人恳求祷告，祷告是重点，他愿意万人得救，明白正道。
As important as preaching is, prayer is even more important for the salvation of the lost.
祷告和传福音一样重要，在救赎的工作中，甚至祷告更为重要。
God used Charles Spurgeon, a preacher in the 19th century, to bring thousands of people to faith in Christ.
上帝在十九世纪的时候，他使用查尔斯·斯皮贡的讲道，使成千上万的人信主。
Even so, Charles Spurgeon himself once said,
即使如此，查尔斯本人他曾经这样说过，
I would rather teach one man to pray than 10 men to preach.
我宁愿教一个人祷告，胜过教十个人传福音。
He knew that it was not his preaching that brought people to Christ.
因为他深切地知道，并不是他自己的讲道使人们归向基督。
It was God drawing his people to Jesus in answer to prayer.
是神回应了人的祷告，亲自地去吸引人们归向自己。
Andrew Murray, another great 19th century preacher, put it this way.
另外一个19世纪伟大的传教士安德鲁·莫里。
The person who mobilizes the Christian church to pray will make the greatest contribution to world evangelization in history.
他曾这样说道，动员基督教会祷告的人将为历史上传福音工作做出巨大的贡献。
God works in answer to prayer.
上帝会动工去回应人的祷告。
Every revival that has ever taken place has done so because of the prayers of God's people.
每一次的复兴的发生都来自于上帝选民的祷告。
Paul and Silas in the middle of the first century were the first Christian missionaries to Europe.
在一世纪中期，保罗和希拉是欧洲最早的这个基督教，传教士。
And they found themselves on the Macedonian Peninsula in a little town called Philippi.
当时呢，他们身处在马其顿半岛的这个菲利比小镇。
And in that town, there was a small group of women who gathered every Sabbath day by the river to pray.
在那个小镇上呢，有一群妇女，她们在每个安息日会在河边祷告。
And there, Paul and Silas met a businesswoman by the name of Lydia.
在那里呢，保罗和希拉见到了一个名叫吕底亚的这样的一个女商人。
They introduced Lydia to Jesus Christ, and she in turn led her entire family to the Lord.
他们向吕底亚传福音，带领他认识主耶稣基督。然后呢，吕底亚又带领他的整个家庭都归向主。
And then later, Paul and Silas introduced a demon-possessed slave girl to Jesus.
那后来呢，保罗和希拉又将一个被邪灵控制行巫术的侍女带到了耶稣那里。
But as a result of the changes that took place in her life, Paul and Silas were arrested and thrown into a prison.
但是呢，这也彻底地改变了他们的生活，因为这个样子，保罗和希拉被捕入狱。
Because the slave girl earned a lot of money for her owners through her fortune teller.
因为这个被邪灵控制的女孩通过算命为自己的主人赚了很多钱。
My clicker isn't working. It wasn't a good start for these missionaries, but while they were in prison, they prayed and God sent a violent earthquake.
所以对于这些传教士被捕入狱当然不是一个好的开始，但是他们在被捕的时候在狱中祷告，上帝也因此猛烈地发动了地震。
The man in charge of the jail was so shook up that he came running to Paul and Silas and he cried, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
那当时负责看管监狱的这个禁锢非常的震惊，他跑到保罗和希拉那里哭着说，先生，我该怎么做才能得救？
He and his entire family came to Christ and became a part of the core group of the believers there in the first church in Europe.
那也正因如此，这个禁足呢和他的整个家庭因此归向主，成为了欧洲第一座教堂最早的核心信徒成员。
Now this was the start of a movement that spread all throughout Europe.
这是福音运动的开始，并快速的在欧洲传播。
Little churches like this who believed in Jesus sprang up everywhere.
那像这样的教会呢，开始不断的蔓延。
And eventually it spread to the United States.
最终呢，它蔓延到了美国。
European Christians came to the United States for the express purpose of bringing the gospel here.
最早的一批欧洲清教徒，他们来到这片新大陆，并且带着把福音传播到这片土地的使命。
And then missionaries from both Europe and America went east to Asia, and they shared with them the gospel message.
然后呢，这些来自欧洲和美国的传教士，他们又一起东赴亚洲，在那片土地上与人们分享福音的信息。
You and I are Christians today because two men prayed in a jail in a little town of Philippi over 2,000 years ago.
你要知道，你和我今天之所以可以成为基督徒，那是因为曾经在2000多年前，有两个人他们在腓立比小镇的监狱中祷告。
God works in answer to prayer.
神会动工回应他选民的祷告。
I have a suggestion.
我想给大家一个建议。
Write on a note paper the names of at least 5 people you know who don't know Christ as yet.
大家可以在便条纸上写下至少五位尚未信主人的名字。
They may be some of your own family members or friends.
他们有可能是你自己的家人或者是朋友。
And then put that paper in a conspicuous place that you'll see every day.
把那个纸条放在每天你都可以看到的地方。
Put it on your computer or your bathroom mirror, your refrigerator, some place that you will see every day.
你可以放在你的电脑上。厕所的镜子上，或者是贴在你的冰箱上，总之放在一个你每天都可以看到的地方。
And then every time you see that paper, pray for the people that are written there.
每当你看到这张纸的时候，你就为纸条上的人祷告。
Ask God to give you the opportunity to introduce them to Jesus.
祷告，请求上帝给你一个机会，把主耶稣基督介绍给他们。
Or give them a track that explains the gospel.
或者呢，有机会给他们读一小段经文，并解释经文的意思。
Or invite them to listen in to the Zoom service at church where the gospel is preached.
又或者可以邀请他们来参加教会这个线上的这个正道。
If you commit to praying, I believe that God will move heaven and earth just like He did for Paul and Silas to give you those opportunities to share with those people.
如果你愿意祷告，我相信上帝会为你移动天地。就像他如何回应保罗和希拉的祷告那样，他会帮助你，让你和慕道友分享福音的机会。
They'll come to you with questions that will open the door for you to introduce them to Jesus.
当你想要为他们传福音的时候，神会亲自地打开这些慕道友的心，让他们向你发问。
Let me tell you, God can do it if you'll just pray.
我想告诉你，只要我们愿意祷告，神就一定会为我们做到。
My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, recently passed away from cancer.
这个是我的弟妹，是我弟兄达里尔的妻子，最近因为癌症过世了。
And at the funeral, her brother gave a testimony of her influence upon him.
在葬礼上呢，我的弟兄分享了妻子对他的影响。
Beginning in his high school years and on into adulthood, this brother rejected God and wandered far away from the godly upbringing that he had in his home as well as in the church.
我的弟兄从高中时代一直到成年，他都一直拒绝神，并且远离敬虔的教会生活。
But every Wednesday night, his sister went to prayer meeting at the church and put his name on the prayer list for people to pray for.
但是每周三的晚上，他的姐妹都会去教会参加祷告会，并且将我弟兄的名字放在祷告单上，让大家帮忙祷告。
The church prayed for years.
教会的弟兄姐妹为他祷告了很多年。
Some were tempted not to pray anymore because nothing was happening.
那有些人呢，就被试探诱惑，因此不再为他祷告了。
The brother wasn't moving any closer to the Lord. In fact, it seemed like he was drifting further away.
因为呢，没有任何事情发生，达里尔他也并没有靠近上帝。事实上，他离神更远了。
But his sister faithfully would bring up his name and had the church pray week after week after week.
但是朱迪呢，仍旧虔诚地为他祷告，并且让教会的人继续为他祷告。
Finally, after 15 years or so, God got a hold of her brother.
终于，大约在15年以后呢，上帝抓住了他。
He repented of his sin and he allowed Jesus to turn his life completely around.
达利尔认罪悔改并接受耶稣，他的生命得到了彻底的翻转。
And in time, he became a strong leader and a deacon in the church and is so to this day.
随着时间的流逝，他成为了教会非常有力的领袖和执事。
All because of prayer, the church prayed.
而这一切的发生呢，都来自于祷告的力量。
Prayer has to be our number one priority.
所以祷告是我们基督徒的第一要务。
We must pray for people's salvation.
我们必须为别人的得救去祷告。
And specifically, number two, we must pray that people come to the Father through Jesus Christ, the Son.
第二点，祷告人们可以借着耶稣基督神的儿子回转到天父的面前。
We need to pray that people get connected to Jesus.
我们必须为人们祷告，祷告他们可以与主耶稣基督建立联系。
Jesus is the only way to God, the only way that one can be saved.
因为主耶稣他是通往天父唯一的途径，也是得救唯一的途径。
Verse 5 of our passage says this, For there's one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus.
第五节这样说道：“因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。”
Jesus is the only way to God.
耶稣是通往神的唯一途径。
Jesus is the only mediator between God and people.
他是神与人之间唯一的中保。
Jesus and Jesus alone brings us to the Father.
主耶稣也只有主耶稣一个人才可以把我们带到父那里。
There's only one God, and there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus.
只有一位神，也只有一条通往神的路，那就是通过主耶稣基督。
There's no other way.
这里再没有其他的路可走了。
You can't come to God through Buddha.
你不可能通过神，通过佛到达神那里。
You can't come to God through Muhammad.
你也不可能通过穆罕默德到达神那里。
You can't come to God through any Indian guide spirits.
你也不可能通过印度的冥想，然后去到神那里。
The only way you can come to God is through Jesus.
我们只能借着神的儿子耶稣到达天父那里。
Actually, there could be another way if any of us were capable of going that way.
实际上呢，其实还有一条路，但前提是我们要有能力做到。
Jesus once said, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, in Matthew 5:48.
耶稣曾经在马太福音的五章四十八节这样说，如果你想进入天国，你要做到的就是要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Now that means you must never sin And you must always do what's right for the entire time that you are alive.
这意味着你永不犯罪，在你的整个生命中始终是在做对的事情。
The problem is none of us qualify for that plan.
但唯一的问题就是我们没有一个人可以做到。
The Bible says, and it is true, all of us have sinned and fall far short of the glory of God.
因为圣经说这是真的，因为世人，所有的人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，是同时牧师在这里有强调，远远达不到神的荣耀。
So God came up with another plan, and that plan is Jesus.
因此呢，神为我们预备了另外一个计划，这个计划就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣在约翰福音的十四章的六节说道，我就是道路、真理和生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus was the only perfect person who ever lived because he was God.
主耶稣是一个，是唯一一个一生完全的人，因为他是神。
He came to show us what God is like.
他来到我们中间，向我们彰显神的样式。
And as God, he died on a cross for our sins and rose again.
作为神，他因我们的罪死在十字架上，又从死里复活。
And so now what we have to do is trust him with our lives and establish a relationship with him.
现在我们要做的就是完全的去信靠他，把自己的生命交给他，并与他建立联系。
And then we can get to God, the Father, through Jesus, the Son.
这样呢，我们就可以借着神的儿子耶稣到达天父那里。
I once heard and knew an evangelist by the name of Ron Dunn. He since has gone on with the Lord.
我曾经听过一个名叫罗恩·邓恩传道人他的一个故事。
And he told a story of taking his son to a carnival for his birthday.
那他讲述了带他儿子去嘉年华过生日的这样的一个故事。
And the son had six little friends, who wanted to go with him, so Ron the father bought a whole roll of tickets for all the rides there at the carnival.
在生日当天呢，他的孩子就是他的儿子邀请了六个其他的朋友和他一起去，所以呢，这位父亲罗恩他就买了一大卷票。
And every ride they came to, he would pull off seven tickets and give them to each of the kids.
每当轮到罗恩·邓恩的时候呢，父亲就会拿出七张票交给孩子们。
When they got to the Ferris wheel, all of a sudden there was an eighth kid with his hand out.
当他们到达摩天轮的时候，突然有第八个孩子伸出了手。
So Ron asked him, "Who are you?"
罗恩就问到说，你是谁？
And the child responded, "I'm Johnny."
男孩回答道，我是约翰尼。
And Ron asked, "Well, and who are you, Johnny?"
罗恩又问道，你是谁啊，约翰尼？
And Johnny answered, "Well, I'm your son's new friend, and he said you would give me a ticket."
约翰尼就回答道，说我是您儿子的新朋友，他说您可以给我一张票。
And so Ron asked us, "Do you think I gave him a ticket?"
所以罗恩就问到会中说，你们觉得我最后有给这个小男孩票吗？
And he answered, "Absolutely."
他回答道，说当然给了。
And why?
为什么呢？
Because the little kid came to the Father through the Son.
因为那个男孩是通过自己的儿子来到父亲这里的。
And so it is with our Heavenly Father.
我们的天父也是如此。
The only way we can get through to God is through the Son, Jesus Christ.
我们能达到他面前唯一的途径就是借着他的儿子耶稣。
We need to be in relationship with the Son to receive anything from God the Father.
我们必须和神的儿子耶稣建立联系。
Jesus is our only hope, both now and for all eternity.
耶稣是我们唯一的希望，无论是现在还是永远。
And that's why we need to know him, and we must pray that our family and friends get to know him too.
因此，我们需要迫切地为我们的家人和朋友来祷告，让他们可以认识我们的这位主。
As a church, this must be our number one priority.
作为教会，祷告必须是我们首要的任务。
We must pray for people's salvation.
我们必须为人们的得救去祷告。
And specifically, we need to pray that people come to the Father through Jesus the Son, because there is no other way.
具体来说的话，我们必须祈祷这些人，他可以借着神的儿子耶稣来到父神的面前，因为别无他法。
And then number three, we need to pray that people find freedom through Jesus, the Savior.
第三点呢，我们要祷告人们借着救主耶稣得自由。
Pray that as they find Jesus and trust in Him, that they will find release from the bondages of sin that control them.
祷告他们可以信靠主耶稣基督，并且相信主耶稣基督可以救他们脱离罪的捆绑。
There are people in Fairfield County and its surrounding towns who are in bondage to alcohol, which is destroying their families.
Fairfield 以及周围的城镇中有一些人在被酒精捆绑，这也正在摧毁他们的家庭。
There are people in Fairfield County who are in bondage to pornography, which is destroying any chance that they could have a healthy and happy marriage.
Fairfield 呢，也有一些人在被色情捆绑，这正在破坏他们获得健康快乐婚姻的机会。
There are people in Fairfield County who are in bondage to anger and unforgiveness, which is eating them up with bitterness on the inside.
Fairfield 也有一些人因愤怒和不宽恕而被捆绑，这使他们的内心充满了痛苦和苦毒。
There are people in Fairfield County who are in bondage to not keeping their word, which is destroying their integrity and people's trust in them.
Fairfield 有一些人，他们没有办法去遵守他们的诺言，这也正在破坏他们和人们之间的这个关系以及他们自己的诚信。
There are people in Fairfield County who are in bondage to self-righteous pride, which keeps them from God.
那有一些 Fairfield 的人正在被自己自以为是的骄傲捆绑，这使他们远离上帝。
There are people in Fairfield County who are in bondage to sin of all kinds, which is destroying their lives on every level.
Fairfield 也有一些人正在陷于罪中，被罪捆绑，这在各个层面上、各个方面都在摧毁他们的生活。
People without Christ are in bondage to sin, but Jesus came to set them free.
没有基督的那些人都陷在各种各样的捆绑当中，只有主耶稣基督才能来搭救他们，给他们自由。
Verse 6 says, He, Jesus, gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone.
经文在第六节告诉我们，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。
Jesus paid the price of his own shed blood in order to set us all free.
主耶稣基督为我们付上了他自己的宝血，让我们所有的人都可以得自由。
Everyone's release has been paid for.
主已经为每一个人的自由付上了代价。
Everyone can go free.
每个人都可以得自由。
The sad fact is, most will choose to remain in bondage.
但可悲的是，大多数人他们依旧选择活在捆绑当中，活在自己的罪中。
Most will choose to remain in their sins.
大多数人还是在这个罪中。
So what are we to do to help these people right here in our own community?
那我们该怎么做才能帮助我们社区中这样的人呢？
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
Pray that they get to know Jesus, who alone can set them free.
祷告他们可以认识耶稣，只有耶稣才可以让他们得自由。
Several years ago, a pastor of a small church in a rural Pennsylvania town decided to convert the 2 hours a night that he spent watching television into prayer time.
在几年前，宾夕法尼亚州农村的一个小教会的牧师，他决定将每天看电视所花费的两个小时用来祷告。
And soon after that, he heard about some gang members in New York City who had been involved in a brutal, senseless murder.
那此后不久呢，纽约市就有一些帮派的成员，他们卷入了一场残忍的，完全没有理智的这样的一个谋杀案。
As this pastor labored in prayer, God gave him a vision to reach out to those New York City gangs.
当这位牧师在努力祷告的时候，神给了他一个意象，神要他去接触那些纽约市的帮派。
This pastor's name was David Wilkerson, and God used him to lead many gang members to Christ.
这位牧师的名字叫 David 威尔克森，神使用他带领许多的帮派成员归向基督。
He eventually started a ministry called Teen Challenge.
他最终成立了一个非常有名的青少年挑战项目。
And today, Teen Challenge is all over the country, leading scores of young people to Christ every year.
今天这个青少年挑战项目遍布全国，每年都会带领很多的年轻人认识基督。
But it all started when one man decided to turn TV time into prayer time.
但这一切都始于一个人，当他决定将自己看电视的时间变为祷告的时间。
So how about you and me?
那你和我呢？
Are we willing to commit to pray for our family members and friends?
我们愿意承诺为我们的家人和朋友祷告吗？
Are we willing to commit to pray for those we know in this community who need Jesus?
我们是否愿意为这个社区中需要耶稣的人祷告？
We need to pray that people come to know the Savior and be set free from their sins.
我们需要特别的祷告，使这些人认识救主，并使他们脱离罪的捆绑。
We need to give up some of our TV time or some of our other activity to pray for family members and friends for our community and for our nation.
我们需要放弃自己的一些看电视的时间，或者是其他活动的时间，为我们的家人、朋友、我们的社区还有我们的国家祷告。
Make time to pray because that's the only way people are going to be set free from the sin that's destroying their lives.
花一些时间祷告，因为那是使人们走出那摧毁人生活罪恶、唯一使人自由的途径。
Verse 7, this is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. And I have been chosen as a preacher and apostle to teach the Gentiles this message about faith and truth. I'm not exaggerating, just telling the truth.
这是神在告诉我们此时此刻应该做什么，就是在经文的第七节，我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
Paul's sole purpose in life is to see men and women set free from their sin.
保罗一生他唯一的目的就是看到人们从罪里得释放。
Paul's number one priorityWas to do it, and it should be ours as well.
那这个是他的最首要的任务，也应该是我们的。
More than anything else, we need to pray for people's salvation.
最重要的就是我们必须为人们的得救祷告。
We need to pray that they come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
祷告他们可以通过神的儿子耶稣来到天父那里。
And we need to pray that they find freedom through Jesus our Savior.
祷告他们可以通过我们的救主耶稣得自由。
Robert Bella is a professor of sociology at the University of California, Berkeley.
罗伯特·贝拉，他是加州大学伯克利分校的这个社会学教授。
And throughout his career, Professor Bella has been interested in the influence of religion upon society.
在他的整个学术生涯中，他对宗教对社会的影响非常感兴趣。
In an interview in Psychology Today, he said, "We should not underestimate the significance of a small group of people who have a new vision of a just and gentle world."
在一次的这个心理学杂志上的采访中，他说，我们不应该低估一小部分人对这个世界的正义和和平有新意向的重要性。
Now notice his emphasis on a small group of people. He said, don't underestimate the significance of such a small group of people.
大家要特别注意一下，他这里说低估一小部分人，这里指的这个一小部分人只有2%。
He went on to say, the quality of a culture can be changed when 2% of its people have a new vision.
你有看到吗？当只有2%的人有这个新的意向的话，那么环境和文化就会随之改变，得以提升。
Did you hear that?
你听到了吗？
It only takes 2% of the population to make a difference.
只需要2%的人就可以去改变现状。
Imagine what would happen if we all banded together as Christians to pray.
那大家可以想象一下，我们作为信徒，大家同心合一，一起起来祷告。
And if God in those prayer sessions gave us a vision for what He wants to do through us here,
并且在祷告的时候呢，神给祷告的人一个意向，让我们知道他要通过我们做什么。
Now, I believe God has given us such a vision.
我相信神已经给了教会这样一个意象。
God wants us to reach all people.
神想要让我们去接触外面未信主的人。
But he has given us a special, unique opportunity to reach the Asian community in our area.
他给了我们一个非常特别的机会，让我们可以接触到我们地区的这种亚洲裔的社区。
For example, in Wilton, Connecticut.
例如在 Wilton, 这个康州。
It's not working. 8.6% of the population is Asian.
有 8.6% 的人口是亚洲人。
That's 1,500 people.
大约有1,500人。
In Richfield, Connecticut, a nearby town, 3.4% of the population is Asian.
在康州的 Richfield 这个地区，3.4%的人口是亚洲人。
That's 850 people.
有850人。
In Reading, Connecticut, another nearby town, 1.2% of the population is Asian.
在康州的这个 Reading 地区呢，亚洲人口占了1.2%。
That's 108 people.
有108人。
In Weston, Connecticut, 3.1% of the population is Asian.
在康州的 Weston 地区，有3.1%是亚洲人。
That's 310 people.
有310人。
In Westport, Connecticut, 6.6% of the people is Asian.
在康州的 Westport 地区，有6.6%是亚洲人。
That's 1,850 people.
有1,800人。
In Norwalk, Connecticut, 5% of the population is Asian.
在康州的这个 Norwalk 地区，亚洲人占了5%。
That's 4,450 people.
有4,500人。
In New Canaan, Connecticut, 4.4% of the population is Asian.
在康州的 New Canaan 有4.4%的亚洲人。
That's 880 people.
那是880人。
That amounts to 10,000 people.
这些数字加起来的话有10,000人。
And Fairfield County Chinese Community Church.
而我们的南康州华人教会呢，就在这个地区的中央的位置。
Fairfield County Chinese Community Church is the church that's reaching this Asian community.
那我们作为基督徒南康州华人教会的使命呢，就是要去接触这些人。
These are people who need a savior.
因为这些人他们需要救主。
And we need to commit ourselves to pray for them.
而我们要做的呢，就是要去为他们祷告。
So I suggest we start right now.
所以我建议我们从现在就开始祷告。
In the next few moments, let's have a little time of silence, and let's pray for relatives and friends who don't know Jesus yet.
那在接下来几分钟时间里呢，那我们就来保持沉默，我们为那些还未信主的这样的亲人和朋友，为他们来祷告。
And let's pray for Fairfield community and its surrounding towns, and for the Fairfield community Chinese community church.
那我们也为这些 Fairfield 周边的这些城镇这些华人，然后为他们来祷告。
That God would give us the opportunities to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ.
我们来祷告，请求上帝给这些人一个机会，也给我们一个机会带领他们来认识耶稣基督。
So right now, let's pray silently. Pray for people's salvation. Pray that people come to God through Jesus.And pray that people find freedom through Jesus.
那现在呢，我们就一起来默祷，祷告人们可以得救赎，祷告人们可以通过人子来到天父的面前。我们也祷告这些人，他们可以通过救主耶稣得到自由。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, right now we just want to pray for family and friends that we know who are not yet part of your family and have not put their trust in Jesus.
主啊，亲爱的天父，我们现在想把我们的亲人、我们的朋友、那些还未信主的、我们所认识的人，全部都恭恭敬敬地交在恩主你的面前。
We pray that your grace would flood Fairfield County.
主啊，愿你的恩典可以充斥着我们整个 Fairfield 周边。
We pray that the Fairfield County Chinese Community Church would be able to have opportunities to lead people to Christ.
主啊，求你真的是赐给我们南康州华人教会，赐给我们一个机会，让我们可以带着周边还未信主的人来认识你。
We pray for people's salvation.
主啊，我们为这些人他们的得救而祷告。
We pray that people come to God through Jesus, who alone can save them.
主啊，我们也为这些人他们通过主耶稣基督可以到达你的面前，这也是他们得救唯一的途径。
And we pray that people will find freedom through Jesus.
主啊，我们也求恩主你可以将他们从最终捆绑中释放出来得自由。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告不配，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。
We are a people who are called to pray now.
此刻，我们就是那被呼召祷告的民。
Thank you, Pastor, very much for the message.